In death, India's High Court upholds contentious Kashmir reorganization, in what experts call a geopolitical win. New Delhi. On December 11, India's Supreme Court upheld a 2019 Indian government decision revoking special status for the former state of Jammu and Kashmir. The move strengthens Prime Minister Narendra Modi and is in India's geopolitical interest, experts say. For years ago, India split the former state of Jammu and Kashmir into two federally governed territories, one, Jammu-Kashmir, bordering Pakistan, and the other, Ladakh, bordering China. India did so by abolishing the over 70-year-old Article 370 of the Constitution, which resulted from the 1947 Treaty of Accession between the just-born Indian nation and the Maharaja of what was then Jammu and Kashmir. Since the mid-1950s, under Article 370, Jammu and Kashmir had its own constitution, and only those holding its citizenship, called state subjects, could buy property in the state. State subjects also held Indian citizenship and could enjoy the privileges enjoyed by other Indian citizens. The landlocked territory was acceded wholly to India. However, as a consequence of wars and border disputes, by 1962 it had been divided into three regions, administered respectively by India, Pakistan, and China. Incidentally, in the 19th century, the region then a kingdom in a strategic alliance with Britain was the meeting point for the British, Russian, and Chinese empires. Thus, when the Indian government, led by Mr. Modi, politically reorganized the strategically sensitive state by passing the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Act in 2019, Pakistan opposed the abolition of Article 370. In turn, China opposed the new federal identity of Ladakh as unacceptable because it controls certain territory in the region that India claims under the 1947 Accession Treaty. Within India, the abrogation led to a louder political debate between the opposition parties and the ruling party, the Bharatiya Janata Party. The BJP had made a campaign promise to end Article 370. Immediately after the reorganization, the Jammu and Kashmir National Conference, a regional political party, petitioned India's Supreme Court challenging the abrogation. The JKNC sought a direction from the apex court to declare the reorganization unconstitutional, void, and inoperative. The Monday verdict went against the JKNC petition, which deemed Article 370 a temporary provision of the Indian Constitution. Mr. Modi called the verdict historic and said the apex court's decision had fortified the very essence of unity among all Indians. It is a resounding declaration of hope, progress, and unity for our sisters and brothers in Jammu, Kashmir, and Ladakh, Mr. Modi said on X on December 10. Harsh V. Pant, a professor of international relations in the Defence Studies Department and the India Institute at King's College London, described the verdict as a very big victory for Mr. Modi, who, he said, had been often castigated since 2019 when this measure was taken. According to Mr. Pant, Mr. Modi was criticized for what was portrayed as an anti-minority move, as the demographic of the erstwhile state of Jammu and Kashmir was over 68% Muslim, a community which is a minority in the overall Indian demography. From the Supreme Court's decision, it's very clear that there's a larger aspect in mind here. It wasn't taken with blatantly bipartisan approach, Mr. Pant told the Epoch Times over the phone. Geopolitical implications. Experts told the Epoch Times that the 2019 decision on the reorganization of Jammu and Kashmir was geostrategically significant for India, and the Supreme Court's verdict has strengthened India's case. Satoru Nigal, a non-resident fellow at the Washington-based Hudson Institute, told the Epoch Times the 2019 abrogation of Article 370 and reorganization of Jammu and Kashmir happened as the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan was being finalized. Indeed, situation in Kashmir is linked with the situation in Afghanistan. Terrorism-related fatalities in India-controlled Kashmir rose just after Soviet troops withdrew from Afghanistan and started to decline when the U.S. intervention in Afghanistan started, the Tokyo-based Mr. Nagao said. Pakistan was diverting Islamic extremists from Afghanistan to the state of Jammu and Kashmir, Mr. Nagao said, and it was expected that if the United States withdrew from Afghanistan, terrorism in the region would again increase. India needed drastic measures to deter such a situation. During this time, China's incursions had also increased along the Ladakh frontline. Thus, to deal with both Pakistan-supported terrorists and China, India needed to divide the state of Jammu and Kashmir, Mr. Nagao said. Once the region is under the direct control of the federal government, Indian armed forces can rapidly strengthen its defense as well as maintain law and order, he said. Meanwhile, on December 6, the Indian Parliament passed another bill, the Jammu and Kashmir Reservation Bill of 2023, that provides job and education quotas for socially marginalized and educationally backward communities of the erstwhile state. In addition, the bill stipulated 24 seats in the Jammu and Kashmir State Assembly for Pakistan-controlled Kashmir. A spokesperson for Pakistan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in a December 7 media briefing, called the new bills a farce and described the region as an internationally recognized disputed territory. Mr. Pant said that while the court verdict and the new reservation bill will strengthen Mr. Modi and his party, they will make Pakistan irrelevant in conversations related to Jammu and Kashmir. I think this will change the way in which India and Pakistan relate to this question and hopefully will open up new avenues, with Pakistan realizing that it should engage with India more pragmatically on this question, Mr. Pant said. Going forward. In its verdict, the Supreme Court directed the Indian government to hold elections in Jammu and Kashmir by September of next year, and to restore statehood at the earliest. This means that the region will remain bifurcated into first, Jammu and Kashmir, and second, Ladakh, but Jammu and Kashmir will likely become a state with its own elected representatives, rather than direct federal governance. Bharat Waqlu is a Kashmiri with over four decades of corporate leadership experience in India and the United States. He has authored multiple books, including a novel based on Kashmir. Mr. Waqlu told the Epoch Times that the recent developments will encourage improved governance, better engagement with the region's people through their representatives, and a climate that will attract investment. Clean politics is about serving the needs of any region. Elected representatives rely on an ecosystem of good governance, whereby they can facilitate meeting the aspirations of the people, Mr. Waqlu said, adding that the political developments will discourage the terrorist ecosystem backed by Pakistan and China from across the region's borders. In a critical response to the verdict, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning said, "This is a dispute left from the past between India and Pakistan, and it should be properly addressed through peaceful means, according to the UN Charter, United Nations Security Council resolutions, and relevant bilateral agreements." Meanwhile, Pakistan said the Indian court's decision has no legal value and asserted that international law doesn't recognize what it termed New Delhi's unilateral and illegal actions of 2019. Mr. Waqlu said that China, an errant violator of international rule-based order, views India as a rival. Beijing is envious of India's rise. He said, all the more because it is a democracy yet nonetheless can challenge the communist regime's expansionist policies, particularly in its neighborhood. Geopolitics is neither entirely clean nor fully rules-based. China and Pakistan don't want India to rise, and they have all along endeavored to turn Kashmir into a perpetual problem for India, said Mr. Waqlu. During arguments in the Supreme Court, the Indian government repeatedly said that Article 370 was detrimental to promoting the rights of all, crimping the ability of the state to attend to the needs of its people and thwarting development and progress in the region. Since the abrogation, investments have started to increase in the region. The government said that since the 2019 reorganization, it has received proposals worth over $10 billion across 42 industrial sectors. Until August 5, 2019, the rules of India, including those pertaining to business and commerce, didn't apply to Kashmir. No investor in his right mind would want to invest in a place with no guaranteed governance and with persisting terrorism, Mr. Waqlu said, adding that the recent developments will go a long way toward putting the resource-rich, picturesque region on the business map of the world.